بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are still in the end of this chapter of amanat, and that we should fulfill the trust that are placed on us, and here particularly with regard to inheritance. And when a person is made a trustee in an estate, then he should fulfill that trust and pay and see that he sorts out all the matters properly. In that we were reading various other points also, which are relevant to the same subject matter. So the last point that we had read, that there are in one third of one's estate, a person can bequest to different people and different places. So in there are different types which are wajib. Like for example, if there is any for damazas which are qada, ruzas which are qada, etc. We are owing people, we should stipulate that. The other is mustahab, that for example, to make isale sawab, to give in any good cause, the madrasa, masjid, for digging of wells, water, etc. All that was discussed. Then another very important point, before departing in jihad or on a journey, it is necessary for one to make a bequest regarding matters that fall in the wajib category, in case one does not return. Nobody knows when he's going to live that day or that minute. So all the time this bequest must be completed. But particularly when an illness comes, or when a person goes on a journey, etc. And this is a minor illness, not the illness that in which a person passes away. But whenever any such conditions come, then we should be more particular that we do our inheritance and any bequests we want to do, we should do that and have our wills drawn up. That is very, very important. Just as Hazrat Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu assigned the responsibility of settling his debts to his son, we should appoint a reliable person to see to our financial matters. Very important that we should appoint a proper trustee to our estate. That is also who will take the trouble and see that he sorts out everything. Like Hazrat Zubair, his son Abdullah, as we have read through that how much he went to what extent in order to sort out all his father's bequest and his father's estate to do it correctly. Furthermore, if a written record is kept, matters can be easily resolved. This is also very important that it shouldn't be just verbal, but it should be written down and it should be attested to. So that is very important as far as one's estate is concerned, and this is also part of our deen. We don't regard it as part of deen, but it's a very important part of our deen. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq that we understand all our responsibilities and we try and fulfill them properly. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah.